I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now one of the top defensive backs from our area and definitely throughout the state of Florida into the southeast, Taiwan Mullen, joins us from Coconut Creek. Taiwan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for picking me to be on your radio show.
Anytime. I mean, you're one of the guys. I mean, you're a guy that everybody watches every week. You know how to turn it on when the big games. Last week in Nashville, one of the top players in a pretty decent tournament. But you've been around this for a while. Your brother played at a very high level, continues to play at a high level. So you've been around this spotlight, and not everybody has taken the time to kind of seize it like you have. Talk about that and how blessed you've been to be around some pretty decent people.
Well, I just like to give thanks to God all the glory, and just he put me in a very great spot to be a positive young man and just keep pushing forward. Being around positive people is great. It's been great because it just motivates you. Like my brother, Benjamin Victor, Malik Young. It just practiced with those guys in my ninth grade year. It just got me to the next level and just got me prepared to be a better, to sit on great receivers at this level.
And you get an opportunity, as you said, I mean, the names that you've talked about, Malik Young and all these guys, Benjamin Victor, and anybody that's played at Creek or Monarch and, you know, and then in the neighborhood, and talk about the Judies and all those. I mean, you've been able to mix it up, as you said, maybe before you were in the high school and you had a chance to watch these guys come to your block and go to the local school and throw the ball around. How much have you learned just from watching some of these guys? I mean, you look at Judy is on his way to the NFL. I mean, all these guys, Calvin Ridley, and that's your neighborhood. That's your area. Those are the guys you grew up with. Talk about that and what an experience it has been to grow up around that type of talent.
Growing up around that type of talent, it just motivates you, just push you, because where we come from is just very hard. And like, it's weird that you're going to make it out where we're from. So it's just great how they kept pushing, and then they didn't let the bad thing distract them.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously everybody's release is football. As we're speaking with Taiwan Mullen, senior to be, he's a junior now, be a senior for Coconut Creek. And you talk about guys like Ronnie Hoggins and people who have made it to that next level, and shows, you know, how you guys have combined football with, you know, just getting out in the community and being the lead for the younger kids to follow. And so they could, you know, maybe take a better path than they would. Talk about that, because now you guys are role models for the younger kids, much like the guys were for you. Talk about that role.
Well, being a role model for other kids is great. Like, actually, someone just hit me on my Instagram DM asking for tips. It just, when people ask me for tips, it just make me look back and think, like, I was that kid, I was that child at one point in time, asking other people for tips, like Malik Young, my brother, like Jerry Judy at the time, here playing defensive back. So it's just great. It's a great feeling. And just whenever I can help anyone, I just like to give out the time and just help them. So I would like somebody to do that for me.
Yeah, no doubt. Taiwan Mullen joining us, Coconut Creek High School. Also, last weekend, and I know you guys have had a chance to go to Vegas, you go all over the place, but last weekend, going to Nashville and playing in Cam Newton's event there and, you know, with him in the tournament. What was that about? Because, I mean, you win it all, another title for the Fire. But talk about that experience, getting a chance to see his teams and some of the great teams out there, too.
With Fire, we travel for a culture, and it's an opportunity for us to see other countries. So we know that we might want to go to a college. But also, it's just, we play against the best team all over the country. They make sure, like, we just love each other and just go around and create and compete in great competition, no matter if it's in Las Vegas, Tennessee.
Anywhere.
They want us to compete anywhere. And then, like, we South Florida, so we the best.
Yeah.
And they think they know we can compete in the best country. However, they feel like they the best. California, they feel like they best. They can get it. Georgia, they can get. Fight can get it from Florida Fight.
Well, I will tell you this, though. I mean, you take a look at all the teams, and I see some of these teams from around the country, and they're what they do is they take from a lot of different, like the best of the best from all different areas. Now, imagine if South Florida did that and combined all the Fire, the Express, Strong Arm, all those teams to become one. Who would touch South Florida?
Nobody
touches them now. It's amazing. I mean, and when you play against teams like the Express and Strong Arm and some of the Hard Knocks and a lot of the teams that we have down here, I mean, there's impressive athletes. I mean, you know that. I mean, on any team. I mean, last year, Strong Arm had the Thornton kid that went to Baylor, the big, tall receiver from Booker T, and they had a bunch of other kids. So it's just probably where you live and who you know, and that's what it's come down to here and I mean in any tournament is exciting. Talk about playing with Coach Dennis and all those guys, because they're in it for the real reasons. They're doing it for you guys and trying to give you guys the exposure. Talk about that coaching staff, because I think they deserve a lot of attention as well.
Coach Dennis, we have a lot of great coaches on coaching staff. It's more about they preach to us, we more than just athletes. We they teach us to be young men. They are mentors. Like if our grades isn't right, they're not letting us play for the tournament.
And nice.
They just care about Coach Dennis. They just great young. They just great adults. Words can't explain on how the great coach staff is. They put great people. They put great surroundings. We have Coach Jr., Coach the other Coach Dennis from Palm Beach, Coach John.
Got some good coaches.
Yes, River. He played for the Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
When he take the time out, he give us details. And in practice, they go through all the drills. They just don't call play. They just go through all the drills. And
I
they,
like that.
They just talk to us. Sometimes we might don't practice. They just talk to us about our grades and things like that. And just being on track.
Important stuff. Taiwan Mullen, join us. Taiwan, talk about what you're looking for out of a college. When you make your decision, tell me what you're looking for, what you're looking to see and where you're going to go as far as any visits during the summer.
I'm looking for loyalty, my main one. Just see if I can play right away. I feel like I'm that guy that can just come in and play right away. I have the mindset, I have the technique, the skills, I have everything a coach asks for. Great atmosphere, great program, great coaching staff, everybody on one accord.
Nice.
And I can see myself living there after college, things like that.
Nice. I mean, it's good to plan kind of ahead and to know what you're looking for, and talk about as far as what this last year is going to mean for you. I mean, as far as working on a lot of things before you get to that next level, what does Taiwan Mullen have to work on?
Well, as me as a player, I feel like I have all the tools. It's just everybody needs to sharpen things up. I feel like I can sharpen coming out of my break. Just being a more student to football game.
Right. Spring, I mean, will spring start that when you get to hit a little bit? I mean, will that start that process or will it start more in the summertime?
Well, I already start now. I work out with Goldfeet, Kevin Allen. I work out with
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Well, he work on all that things with me, so I've been working on the things.
Awesome. Well, Taiwan, I appreciate you taking some time. Keep up what you're doing, man. You're doing it right. We've been watching you for a long time. I mean, almost four years. I remember that class that came in right after Marquise's class and those guys like that. It was you guys kept the tradition going, and you have a lot of guys in 2019 class that's been with you all the way. And keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Taiwan Mullen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.